instead of praying to the universe and instead of praying to the stars and reading into the stars, I look to the one who created the universe. I look to the one who made the stars, who hung them in place. I trust God and I look to God to direct my future. Welcome to today's episode of God is CEO. This is Olivia Omega, entrepreneur, wife, mom, and firm believer that our entrepreneurial purpose goes beyond our products and services. Join me on a journey as we elevate God's role in life, family, relationships, and entrepreneurship by taking cues from the ultimate chief executive officer. Every day is an opportunity to trust his handcrafted plan and make God CEO. If you haven't already done so, please share this with somebody who you think would be encouraged by this message. Subscribe. You can listen to God is CEO on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere else where you listen to podcasts on the regular. Thank you for tuning in, everyone. This is a topic that I've been praying about and meditating about for several months now. And that is the topic of trusting God and God alone, not leaning towards the things of the world. And even more specifically, not leaning towards the, I want to say trend. This is not new. I know this is not new, but the uprise or the uptick and trend in relying on crystals and fortune telling and tarot cards and reading tea leaves and palm readings and all of these things to direct our future and to give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. It's something that I'm seeing a lot of amongst my circle, amongst people I know, friends of mine, and I've just had it on my spirit to talk about this and address it head on and very specifically of trusting God and God alone. So I'm gonna talk about and dive into the book of Deuteronomy, and it's an interesting time in the Bible where, if y'all are familiar with the whole Moses, Pharaoh, Prince of Egypt, the movie Prince of Egypt, and that whole story, when we get to the book of Deuteronomy, it really is this time of Moses directing and guiding people, and this is right before he hands over sort of his leadership over to Joshua. But it's where Moses and the Israelites are in the territory around the area of in the land of Moab. And Moses' final act at this important time is transferring that leadership, but also delivering his farewell address to the people. To the Israelites, preparing them for the entrance into Canaan. And at this time, people are tired because they've been walking and wandering. And for the most part, when you think about the word wandering, it's just like aimlessly walking, not necessarily understanding or knowing what direction they're going into, and maybe walking for so long that they're losing hope that we are actually going to a place, going to the promised land and headed to this place that we want to be. And I feel like that a lot in 2020, where we have been going out this whole year and we've joked a lot about quarantine back in March. And I look at social posts from like March 22nd, literally 2 weeks. We're like a week into this thing or whatever, 2 weeks into this thing. And the kids are bored out of their mind, and we're just so dramatic about what is life turned to, and what are we going to be doing, and what does the future hold, and all of these questions. Now, fast forward, we are rounding out the year, and we still have these huge question marks. Where are we going? What does the rest of this year hold? What does the future hold? And I believe that as we get closer and closer to, or longer and longer into this time of the unknown, we as human beings are gravitating even more strongly than in the past to things and anything that will give us an insight into the future, anything. And so we're seeking out prophets, and we're seeking out mediums, we're seeking out fortune tellers, we're seeking out card readers, we're becoming card readers ourselves. We are collecting crystals, we are having our palms read, we're doing all of these things because the longer we feel like we're in the dark of where the future holds, the more desperate we get to get a glimpse and a peek into the future. And I totally get it. I get, as human beings, we have this human nature of wanting to have tangibles, tangible facts, tangible direction, tangible insight. And this goes with our businesses. Gosh, if I, you know, go back to the times of being a marketing analyst where I am literally analyzing the market of a situation, of an industry, to understand the ins and outs of it, understanding the consumer that is buying and having commerce in that industry, and understanding and trying to predict the future of where that business industry is going to inform a business on whether they should go into that industry or whether they should pull out of that industry, etc. So we've been there as a country, as a nation, as people, as individuals, as parents, as entrepreneurs, of wanting to know more and understand the future. As we dive into these elements of reading cards and relying upon crystals and seeing where does the pendulum of this crystal swing, and the direction of the way it swings, whether it's north, south, east, or west, is the direction I need to go, etc. We are literally putting these things above God. That's idolatry, blatantly. That's idolatry. And I always say this, and I joke, but I'm so serious, that instead of praying to the universe, and instead of praying to the stars and reading into the stars, I look to the one who created the universe. I look to the one who made the stars, who hung them in place. I trust God, and I look to God to direct my future and to give me insight, than to put these idols above him. And I want to just encourage you to kind of examine that for yourself and think about that for yourself. And you may say, Olivia, you're wrong, or whatever. Or you may say, and I've had this comment to me of, but our ancestors, and we think about the African culture, and you think about even the Chinese culture, all of these old rituals and ancient tasks and ways that they found their information, calling on the ancestors, leveraging the wind and the stars and the rain and crystals and all these natural elements to predict the future, and how ancient that practice is. And yes, I'm not arguing that. It has been around for a very long time, hundreds and hundreds of years for sure. But anytime you put anything above and you put more weight into anything, your pastor even, your own thoughts, a family member, whatever, anytime you put more weight into something above God, more weight than the Word of God, more weight than the Holy Spirit and God directing you, then you start to go down a slippery slope. And we know from the Word of God, and we know as we dive into the scripture in just a minute, that there are so many levels and areas of witchcraft, so many, and black magic and white magic and all of these things that show themselves in front of us as real and true. They are real and they can be true. And that's how we get the fortune tellers and the prophets and people that are predicting the future can land on the money. But what I will tell you is that we know that there's witchcraft into play. We know that there's demonic spirits into play, even when things do come true, quote unquote. So I just want to, for lack of better words, warn those listeners and just us as a people to check where we are putting our trust in. Moses is speaking to all of Israel as he's walking through the wilderness, reminding them of their inheritance in the Lord, of the prophet that he will send. This is Jesus. He is sending a prophet, as well as the false prophets that will be there. And not to lean on the ways of the times, cards, stars, fortune telling, witchcraft, crystals, etc. Trust fully in God and only God. I love that it talks about our inheritance. The Lord is your inheritance. And this is in Deuteronomy 18:2. The Lord himself is their spiritual possession, just as he provided. Remember that the Levitical priest will receive no allotment of land. Instead, the priest will eat from the special gifts given to the Lord, for that is their share. Deuteronomy 8:1. I'm sorry, I'm jumping around just a little bit here. That is their share. So understanding we have an inheritance and we have a plan that God has set out for us that we cannot find in these tangible things. I actually love not studying crystals, but just understanding them, because there's healing power in them. And this is where, like, my mind is blown constantly of the power and the almighty, all-knowing faithfulness of God, that he created plants and herbs and roots and crystals and trees, like, and all of these things he gave us in the earth to provide for us healing power in all of these things. It's amazing. And as we started over the summer planting in our garden and leveraging fresh herbs even more and doing the research and understanding, gosh, he's given us the keys to anti-inflammatories, and the list goes on and on in the things that he has created. So I know that there are powers in these tangibles, herbs, plants, crystals, etc. Again, the issue is when we put those things above and beyond the wisdom of God. In Deuteronomy 18, it talks about very specifically and addresses what I am speaking on right now. Deuteronomy 18:9-11. And it says, "Do not let your people practice fortune telling or use sorcery or interpret omens." This includes interpreting dreams and putting too much weight into our dreams. "Or engage in witchcraft or cast spells or function as mediums or psychics or call forth the spirits of the dead." That's so important. If you all are literally calling forth dead spirits or trying to pull forth those who have passed and talk to those who have passed, please be mindful in that. When we start to call on any sort of spirit that is not the Holy Spirit and not the Spirit of God, we open up a portal. And we watch a lot of sci-fi in our house. Our kids love it. When you open up a portal to a realm that you are not familiar with, that you have no control over, you are dabbling in things that you're dabbling in things that can be dangerous, and you're opening up portals and windows and doors for demonic activity that you may not be aware of. So it says, do not call forth the dead. And it says, when you enter the land that the Lord your God is giving you, be careful not to imitate the detestable customs of the nations living there. In a different translation, this is New Living Translation. In another translation, it talks about divination. And I had to look up that word, divination. Divination is the art of or practice that seeks to foresee or foretell future events or discover hidden knowledge, usually by the interpretation of omens or by the aid of supernatural powers. If God is the Alpha and Omega, and God created the universe and the stars and the crystals and the plants, He created all things. He knows all things, and He knows the future. Then why look to anything else for that wisdom and understanding and insight? You're listening to God is CEO podcast, where we talk about God's handcrafted plan for our lives and our businesses. One thing that I know I personally enjoy and kind of gravitate towards are the things that I can see and touch and feel, and rituals and routines that I can create for myself. We talk a lot about morning routines and how important they are. And so my thought was, if those things, especially in the time we're in now, time of uncertainty, if those things bring us joy, the tangibles, the things that we can touch, because we can't always see and touch God. We've got the word, which I encourage you to make a ritual out of that, to make that part of your routine. Then here are some thoughts. And I've been thinking about this for a couple months and fumbling around in my head of, instead of putting and giving weight to crystals and cards and all of these things, because they're pretty and I can touch them and I can feel them with my fingers and I can look at them and I can put my vision board, you know, this is for you too, that who's putting your vision board above and giving your vision board more weight than the guidance that God has for you, the direction and the mysteries that God wants to whisper into you, is instead of those things that I just read that we shouldn't be doing, looking at teas, right, to drink in the morning and creating that as a ritual. I know for me, I always, and not that this always works, but I will get a really beautiful teacup, like buy a new mug, right? Or I will maybe get a new journal. I'm like notorious for that. That's actually pretty bad. I have so many journals that I'm not writing in. But get a new journal, or if you're into yoga, a new yoga mat, or you're having these, if we are gravitating towards these tangibles, how do we make the word more tangible? How do we make our quiet time with God and our meditation time a little bit more tangible? That is really all I have. We are yearning for reassurance, guidance, and hope. We are longing for comfort and safety. We want things that we can turn into rituals or provide structure or even normalcy in this extraordinary time we're in. We want something that we can see and hold and touch and share and put on display. And again, that's why I feel like card readings and crystals and witchcraft, and even, gosh, I was on Pinterest the other day and saw this beautiful pin of 5 spells that you can cast to, you know, improve your home atmosphere. It's like, gosh, we're being led astray, and it's so easy right now with so much going on. So I want to encourage you to really dive deep into the Word of God. Really make God your source. Look to the one who created the stars instead of relying on the stars in your horoscope for the answers. Stay encouraged. Sending you lots of prayer and love. And I'll talk to you next time. Thank you for listening to God is CEO. Stay tuned for the next episode and make sure to subscribe so you don't miss a thing.